recorder is working now.
Now, is your traveling to do a particular kind of human rights work, or is that just what interests you when you go places?
I think it was a combination of both. My husband's an inveterate traveler, and he wants to see different places around the world. And but we weren't interested in just being tourists. We wanted to actually get involved and live with people and find out, you know, what it was like to live their lives in those countries. And the odd thing about going to work in aid and development, you might organize your trip, you might plan who you're going to meet and maybe even who you're going to work for or through. And then sometimes you get there. This is what happened to us in Angola. You get there and suddenly nobody seems to have any clue, you know, why you're there or what you were going to do, and nobody had planned anything. But in places like that, the needs are so enormous. You only have to, you know, walk a few steps to find a need and meet it. And we were able to look around and hook up with different people. And there was a fellow who worked for a group called Goal Ireland. His name was Rowan, and I don't remember his last name anymore, but he had a terrific thing going with working with street children, and so we really hooked into that.
Are you journaling as you travel? Are you expecting that you will produce some writing product, or is there something that just kind of comes to you after the fact?
A little both. I journal a little bit, and then when we took the kids out of school to do this, they had promised that they would do journals as part of their schoolwork, because, you know, we'd be gone for, you know, 2 or 3 months at a time. So part of helping them with their journals was my journaling as well. And I would take notes and write down a few things while I was in the midst of it. But I didn't really write poems that much when I was in the middle of it. I think it was really quite overwhelming, and there was so much stuff coming in. It took me several years after the fact, little by little, to begin to unpack those experiences and sort them out in a way that I could form them into poetry.
Where do you have left to go?
Where do I have left to go? You mean around the world or in poetry?
Well, you could say both, I guess, but what place haven't you been that you're itching to go to?
Which place haven't I been? I've been itching to go to, well, anywhere in South America I'm itching to go to. I've been to Argentina several times, but I would like to go to Chile, and I would always go back to Argentina, but I'd like to see Uruguay and Paraguay and, you know, lots of other places. Oh, I would go anywhere, and so would my husband, but we'll see what happens. He has an email project, a simple technology project that he actually has been taking to Africa, and I would like to go with him on one of those trips. It's when he started doing that, our, you know, kids got to be in high school, and you can't take your kids out of school very easily at that age. So I stayed home with them, and Rob went off and did that. But as the kids are older and graduating, then hopefully I can start going back to Africa with him, because he's gone to Zambia and Mozambique and places I haven't been yet, so I'm kind of jealous. And I do have, I have 2 new manuscripts of poetry, and I've been writing like crazy. A lot of them are a completely different subject, I guess. It's a different country. They have to do with father issues and the secret biological father that I found out that I have, which has spawned all kinds of poetry as a way of trying to deal with that.
It's a whole other journey, isn't it?
It's a very different journey, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.